We're holding, we got up to the end of Siftes Vav, so we'll just pick it up there at the top where it says, right after the Ramah, where it says, Nikav Regel Hayimini, right? So this is referring back to the case, can hold general discussions, but you have a hole in the parchment or a tear. So now the question is, Nikav Regel Hayimini, on the right side of the hay, which picture you have over here, on this that's what holds. Yesterday we were talking about on this side here, we're now on the right side, there's some sort of hole over here. So if you have on the top part of this morning, if you have on the top part above the hole a full letter, either a vav or a yud, even on the top half, that's going to be fine. And if not, there's not that much left over, it's possible.
So why should you have any more leniency there than you would any other type of a letter in the beginning? Because we said I thought the other letter.
Because if I look at that letter, I see that's a hey. If I didn't have anything else there and I just saw that, then that's not good. If it's supposed to be above and it's cuffed and it looks like a year, that's no good. But if I look at this whole letter, I understand that's what a hay is supposed to be.
But with the letters, even if we could see it, if there's a hole, there's no picture. It's only this.
The holes are after the fact. That's what the point is. That's the chiddush. If the hole is the beginning, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. This is when the hole came afterwards. So the letter was written correctly. Originally.
But for other letters also. I thought even if the hole came after the fact, they were no good, right? It was only the hay and that particular.
Well, we're going to see now. He's going to get into the, where is it?
No, it depends.
Talks about it applies to other letters as well, but we'll talk about the difference. Like shoot those letters that go straight down or not. We'll pick up in the Mishnah Berurah. I forget exactly what we got up to yesterday. I forgot. Let's pick it up from Membez Hayimini. Now the right side shall hay. The same thing would apply for other as well. Could go in Dalis, Lamed, Pei, Pshuta, Tzadik, Pshuta, Kuf, Reish, Otav, Oches. Right? That all these things here, if you would have the hole at the bottom of the letter as well, the same thing would apply if there's enough remaining above it. Right? Inarsh mehayere yerach haiminili ki yud dai bekach. That's enough. Ad kan lashon v'ayin l'kam b'simin lamed vav b'dinei tzuras ha'osios. Right, so that's going to be the whole big. There it gets into safras as to what exactly each letter is supposed to look like. Bo's lamed upei pshuta v'tzadi pshuta v'kuf bo's tav. Okay, it's going to go through all the, more technical details. That's going to be a lamed vav mishnah sofrim. It's called in mem gimel. He's going on the line now. It says, Mishnah was explaining, if nishtayr, there was remaining a little bit, hayne mehanekev letzad mala, from the hole and up towards the rest of the letter. V'lo mitztarf inan la lay, mash lamat lehanekev, that doesn't count what's underneath it. It's cut off. Afili im tinog delo hakim v'lo tipeish kora os laos. Right, so that's very common, the next thing, the famous halach about having a kid. Not too smart, not too slow, but you have a kid come up who can basically recognize low. So even if you haven't, he can recognize it, doesn't help. Kaven the onaroim shlonish ayr suras haos kitukuno. It's not remained the way it was supposed to be. Kemoshin ispar, besamach, beshem hataz, aval. Im nishtar mehanekiv lamala, ome hepseg lamata, im nisa kaos bemsa, kishir os kitana, kosher vein sark los latina. You don't have to show it to a kid, we know that's fine. So all it has to be, he says, Melos O Kitana Hainu Yud, Uvakota Tachton Shalom, the little part that comes down from it, Lefima de Pasak, Lakam Sim Laman Vav, Beis Yosef, Lo Mikra Yud, below Kotz Tachton. So all you have to have is this little bit right here coming down. That's enough. If you have that amount coming down from the hay over here, that's enough, and the letter will be, in fact, kosher.
So the spot below the hole is not an issue.
That's not even part of the cheshbon.
I know it's not, but it's not an issue to have an extra piece of writing then on the scroll.
I forgot, it was this Shabbos or a week before. Someone asked me, look, there was like a vav. And there was a little thing by the side of the vav. It was ink. It was
stray marks.
It was like an ink mark in the Sefer Torah. But didn't the... that's what it was.
It's basically just it's a smudge at this point. It's nothing.
More or less, yeah. It's of no halachic significance.
Right. Okay. So it's a of writing and some ink drips from his pen, like in between the lines or something.
Good sofa will clean it up. I'm not sure exactly what that was, if it was there originally, how it got there, but it wasn't. It was just like, that's exactly what it was. Like it was a vav and it was like a line off to the side. Okay, let's start Tezayin. Do, 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 do. get to the right.
Unless that smudge mark actually forms the shape of some letter or something.
Nifsak aches meha osios. So now you have a break in one of them. Vapshutos, the ones that go straight down, could go in Vav, Zion, Osh, Nifsak, Regel. No, there's a typo here. It's not going to be Aleph. We're going to read it Nun. The Mishnah corrects that. Right? The bottom of the Nun. Kiyotzibo, something like that. Se'im, Tinak, She'eno. Well, excuse me. Yeah, She'eno, Lo Chacham, Lo Tipesh, Yodeli, Kros, Kosher. If a kid who's not too smart, not too slow, could read it, fine. Be'im Lav, Posel. Right? This is the famous law. You have the kid come up and read the letter for you.
Do you cover the rest of the words? So you can't
Menachem, you're going to the very next line. Ve'ein sorech lechasos lo shar osios kimoshe noagin. According to this, you don't have to cover the things. We'll explain why in the Mishnah Berurah that perhaps we don't. No one says you have to cover the word after it, but you might cover the word before it. We'll see, because let's say a kid can't really figure out what it is, but he just reads the pasuk. So he goes, well, read it, figure it out. That's what we're talking about here. So we do cover.
So the context of one word, we're not concerned, but the context of the pasuk, we are concerned that it'll figure it out.
That's what we're scared of. He could figure it out without actually knowing what the letter is itself. Yeah. Okay, we'll define that exactly as to what type. It's an interesting shilas and the deer should come up. What if you ask more than one kid and there's a machlokus between them? Interesting.
I mean, it's called a three kids. So
that's the answer. You call the third and he's machria. Good. Okay. Let's start the mem hey nifsak. Yesh lefrom shnei afanim. So there's two ways that we could talk about having a break. Oh, machmas nekev. There's a hole. V'zeh, in this case, ain kosher ki'im nikiv achakaf. That's only okay if the whole happened after the letter was written. Kemoshi yisbar b'samach b'fnim. It's going to be explained. O ayde shenechzar hadio be'oiso makom. The ink didn't get dragged well enough, didn't get pulled down in that spot. Be'ofen zeh hayakoy hadin ha'shulchan orach afilu im b'techilis ha'kasiv v'nasekach. That could even be fine as long as it happened at the beginning of the time. So the pshutos. So
that means you're drawing a line and it skips, basically.
Right? Yeah, right. Like here, exactly. Yeah, you're pulling it this way and it didn't go all the way down. Here's where the hole. That's picture number three. Pshutos again, the ones that go straight down, right? Lefikach ein moyoba doesn't help. Im nishtar kim lo yud the adarab. This is what we're talking about. It's very nice. I have a little yud hanging at the top. It doesn't look like it. Adarab near ki yud. Impossible. It's supposed to be vav, and it only looks like a yud. So that's no good. Hilkach be'in and tinok bazeh. That's the case of when you have a straight letter going down and you're missing. You know, you could ask, okay, what letter is that? He says, that's a yud. Well, that's a vav. So he's the one. That's when you have to come on to it. By the hey, that's what we were asking a minute ago. By the hey on the right hand side. So I saw there's a little bit coming down, so I can still recognize that's a hey or whatever it is. But here. That's the letter itself.
Is it because the length makes the letter in a
exactly.
sense? Right? Right,
yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's what it means by the pshutos, and that's why it explains why I changed it to a nun rather than an aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Osh nisak regel ha nun kach tzarech lom. That's what it should say. Pirusho nun pshuta, straight nun kiyotze bo kigon chaf pshuta shiraglo ktsora v'doyim kitzas l'dalas olareish. Right. These are the letters that. Where's a good picture of that? Yeah, that would be good. Okay. Right now we're going to do, I think this is the next one. This is Oim Tinok, you call the kid up. Ein betasha kosada hach nifsak mayreish and nifsak kitzas me orecha os lemata legamre. The bottom part is totally gone. There's no break of it. It's not like there's a cut in it or something like that. It's just totally gone at the bottom. V'loshavim menu raka chilek shekoidim ha-hefzik. All the top parts. As toli b'kriyas hatinuk im safek sapek lanu im nisha keshir shel ha'oisahu. So I don't know. I ask the kid what letter is this? So if the kid goes, oh yeah, that's a vav. Oh, that's a yud. Aval im nishtar gam lemata min ha'hefzik. Now I have something underneath it as well. Ha'inish enase hefzik b'roch bo shel regel ha'os. So now I have the break across. That's a good picture of that. Here, this one right here. I had the break going across. V'achar hefseg, and after it's broken in the middle, nisher od lamata chelik min haregel, you still have something underneath it, the bottom. You see it? Yeah, so I have, again, the break's going this way. I have something on the bottom.
So tiny?
What's that? Yeah, but sometimes that's what those are Shabbos could come up. You know, you have a crack. Right.
So wait, now if you're going to call up the kids, they say you'd have to cover the bottom piece because otherwise.
No.
We're not covering
any part. Because
they don't recognize the letter by seeing the continuation.
He says, "Bezeh lo yitmoil tinok." That's exactly the point. For this, the kid really cannot recognize what it's supposed to be. The hatinok yitstarif mash lamatam imena lechelik ha'elyon be'emes ein lotziruf. He's going to just say, "Oh yeah, we know it's a crack across." Yeah, that's a Zion. That's a Zion. Of course it's a Zion. That's a Vav. Of course it's a thing. I know what these letters are. That doesn't help us. That's what's cut off. And now he says you have to cover just the bottom parts. We don't let the kid read it like this. We're saying you cover the bottom part.
Right, yeah, right. That's the thing, yeah. Until the crack, you cover.
Yeah, you cover the right. So you say, from here on, what does that letter look like? Because if you didn't, now I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you're saying.
Right, yeah, right.
If you leave it like this, the kid says, oh, Zion, push it. Right. You cover this. Oh, 1 second. Well, what letter is that? Is it a Zion? Is it a Vav? Then now you can handle a little bit. Right. That's what he says over here. I lost my spot. Yeah, you cover the part from the bottom down. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. We said we don't cover that's the other letters. Here in this case, we certainly agree to Tzarech Lechasos. You have to cover it. They all agree to this, that you should be covering that. Okay, let's do the last part about you know, the kid, it's, again, not too smart, not too slow. V'lo chacham, really break it. Haynu chacham kol kach shemevin ha'inyin. The kid understands. Oh, yeah, I understand why they're calling me up over here. I know exactly what they want me to do. Mitoch zeh hu oimer ha'ois ha'nifsak yeh misparish shapir. Aval ein nikra chacham imhu chacham b'hakaras ha'osios heitev. Is that kid's not too smart if he actually could recognize what the letters are. That's exactly what we want. We want a kid who knows what an aleph looks like. That's not called a chacham. He's such a bucky. He knows what a beis is. Ein mevin ma shekosav l'fan. He doesn't understand what the words mean. And he could read, first grade, whatever it is, something like this, a kid who just, he knows what the osios are. He got the Aleph Bina book. The Rebbe knows to teach what the letters are. He doesn't know what the words mean.
He can read a whole book and not know what it means.
Or he can recognize it. Maybe he knows the Nakudos also. Fine. But that's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's what we want. We want a kid who knows what a letter looks like, but he doesn't necessarily know what the word means. Right? See, he sees Shin, Mem, Vav, Resh. So he can tell you what those four letters are. He doesn't know what the word means, but he can tell you what those four letters are. Below tipesh, a kid that's not too dull. Tipesh, what's this kid mean? Hayne she'eni yadeli kros ha'osios. He doesn't know what the letters are. V'chol she'eni kros ha'osios. Anybody who knows how to read the letters. Afagad einu baki kokach b'tzuras ha'osios. Even though he's not such an expert in them. Kol she'omir de'ein bo tzuras ha'os posel hu. And if he says that this isn't a... This isn't the letters, then he says, then we would postulate based on the kid. The kid has tremendous power. The whole shul is stopping the way to what this kid paskins on the Sefer Torah. He can tell you what letter it is or what it's not. Okay, the next part we'll talk about, maybe we'll continue this tomorrow about covering the letters, but we'll show how we cover the stuff before it, but it's fine to leave it afterwards, because that already is not going to be able to figure out what came before it, what it should be based upon afterwards. But if he reads up to it and he figures out, he reads a little bit, he can figure out, he might tilt the scales a little bit. Okay, we'll stop.